This is Ozarks at Large. The Yonder Mountain String Band's Harvest Music Festival returns to Mulberry Mountain near Ozark beginning Wednesday. According to the festival's website, the first notes are scheduled to be played at 7 p.m. Wednesday night, and the last band is expected to take the stage early Sunday morning at 2:15 a.m. By the time the final act has finished, more than 70 bands will have played on four different stages. Among those 70-plus acts, the seven-piece band Roscoe Bandana. While the group is made up of native Mississippians and based out of Gulfport, Mississippi, the band is not unfamiliar to Northwest and Western Arkansas. They've appeared on stage at the Cherokee Casino in West Siloam Springs, Oklahoma, and this summer they performed a free concert at Gully Park in Fayetteville. It was during that visit to Northwest Arkansas that Roscoe Bandana, all seven of them, came to the Furman Garner Performance Studio. We featured one of the songs from that session on an edition of Weekend Ozarks at Large this summer, but saved the rest of the visit for this edition of Ozarks as an informal kickoff to the Harvest Festival. When the members of Roscoe Bandana arrived in Fayetteville, they were in the middle of an extensive tour and a very busy time. Their then brand new single, Woe Is Me, had just been put into rotation on the channel CMT. I asked them if they enjoyed the night after night tour, and they all agreed it's exactly what they signed up for.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. We love it. Yeah, I mean, it gets hectic.
We're trying to promote our album right now, so as many shows as we can do, the better. So we're just trying to get out there as much as we can.
Do you always know what town you're in?
No.
Can you get?
No.
Yeah.
We try to remember at least what state we're in.
Even that gets a little blurry sometimes when you're in the Midwest.
Yeah. Even after about a week, we'll be like, well, remember that show we were playing last week and it was at that place and
we're like,
it had that venue? And we're like, yeah, but we don't remember the state or the city. We just remember the venue and
the
crowds.
What are we going to do when we go to Europe?
Whoever we meet
down.
So, yeah, you remember the venue. You can remember the stage,
yeah,
of course.
I'm pretty much, we always remember the shows.
Oh, and, yeah, we remember the shows.
And the feeling and just the atmosphere of the place, but It's a hard time recalling what city it was.
Yeah. Unless it stands out a lot.
What do you even have time to explore a city?
Not usually,
unless we have a day or two off.
Which always ends up being in Chicago for some reason.
Yeah.
We always have days off in Chicago.
We're usually confined to the block or two around the venue because we'll sometimes go to a restaurant in the area, but a lot of times we'll stay in a Motel 6 or the equivalent outside of the city limits because it's a little cheaper. And so we check into the hotel, go do sound check, eat, play the show, go back to the hotel, and then that's as much of that city we see sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay, you bring up the hotel. I have to ask because you're a septet. There's seven of you. Is it democracy rules where you stay, where you eat, how much you spend? I mean,
no,
when it's a duo or a trio.
Definitely the pocketbook that rules it all.
Yeah.
If we don't have
the dollars,
king. Yeah. They definitely rule everything, but most of the time it's Motel 6, you know?
I think one of the great things about the fact that there are seven of you, that means seven influences, and it's probably exponential beyond that, because you all seem to have all these different kinds of styles of music you've listened to and liked, and that comes into this sort of gumbo that you produce.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How does that happen? Is it when you're putting together the songs for, like, Time to Begin, was it, how did they come together?
Well, I do most of the writing, but like you said, it's like a gumbo. Everybody has their own influence, and they put their own little twist on it.
Yeah, Time to Begin, we were sitting on his couch, and I was strumming on a banjo, and I don't even play banjo. And just that lick came up, and then Jason started writing some lyrics, Jen wrote some lyrics, and, you know.
Boom.
And then a lot of other times, you know, Jason will bring a song to song to us, and, you know, we'll all just kind of work around it and figure out three or four different parts you could play, mm-hmm. and then just pick the best one. So, yeah, it is kind of a stir fry thing, a little bit of everything.
A little southern gumbo.
Mm-hmm.
Southern gumbo.
Sure.
Yeah.
Is there anything different about an outdoor show than an indoor show?
Oh yeah,
mm-hmm.
Just
totally.
Definitely.
Sound is always different.
Mm-hmm.
Challenging.
Different. Yeah, it's a little bit more challenging to connect with an audience. You know,
you're further away, especially if you're on a larger stage.
I like playing outside.
I like it. Outside.
I do too.
It's just gives you a. A raw back in the day kind of a feeling, you know, where you just sat outside and people
surrounded by
congregated, and yeah, you know, a lot of times it's hard because people will be in an area where it's like an outside seated thing. But we played a show last week in wherever we were.
Greensburg.
At the
Greensburg, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, the, the place with this water rapids.
The whitewater rapids.
And people came up to the front
and
just kind of like laid down blankets and chairs. Yeah. And so it was intimate like that, which is what we like.
Even if we have sit-down shows, we always end up having a few people come up and that can't be seated. They have to...
That's about as high a compliment as you can get as a band, too.
Absolutely.
If they can't stay seated.
Mm-hmm. And then we feed off those kind of people. That's how we get our energy.
That's how we get our sustenance.
And we're very encouraging of people to do that, too, to get out of their seats, because we're dancing around, and there's always energy on stage, which I think encourages the crowd to do the same.
Well, what would you like to play today?
We're going to play a few songs. One of them in particular is on CMT right now.
Woe Is Me?
Woe Is Me.
Excellent.
Yes, sir. And we're going to do a little Black Old Water for you. Thank you.
The seven members of Roscoe Bandana performing inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio at the Carver Center for Public Radio. The members of the band are Barry Preibel, Jason Sanford, Emily Scholes, Jackson Weldon, Jennifer Flint, Josh Smith, and Patrick Mooney. The band will play a week from today from 4:30 until 6 on the Backwoods stage at the Yonder Mountain String Band's Harvest Music Festival. You can learn much more about the festival at their website, yonderharvestfestival.com. This is Ozarks at Large.